Kid First presents Lesson to the King, a magical jungle tale. Let's begin. Once upon a time, deep in the heart of the dense jungle, there lived a mighty lion king named Raja. He ruled over his kingdom with great pride and power. His queen Rani, a beautiful lioness, had a wardrobe full of splendid dresses made from the finest fabrics. One morning, as the queen was preparing to wear her favorite dress, she found something shocking. "Raja, come quickly," she roared. "My favorite dress is ruined." The king rushed in and saw many holes in the queen's expensive dress. Upon closer inspection, he noticed tiny teeth marks. "A mouse," Raja growled angrily. "How dare a lowly mouse destroy the queen's dress?" The furious king summoned his commander, a cunning wolf named Veer. "Commander Veer, I want all the mice in this kingdom killed. Not one should be left alive," Raja ordered. "As you wish, Your Majesty," said Veer, and he set off with his soldiers to hunt down the mice. The news of the king's order spread like wildfire. The mice of the jungle were terrified. Their leader, a wise old mouse named Chintu, decided to speak to the king. Chintu gathered some brave mice and went to the boss. "Your Majesty," Chintu bowed respectfully, "we are deeply sorry for the damage caused by one of our kind. Please forgive us and stop the killings." But Raja's anger had not cooled. "You dare come here and ask for forgiveness after ruining the queen's dress? Guards, throw this mouse into prison," the king roared. Chintu was taken away and locked up. The mice felt hopeless. The very next morning, disaster struck. The Lion King from a neighboring jungle launched a sudden attack. His army of wild beasts stormed through Raja's kingdom, destroying everything in their path. "Attack! Take their treasures! Let no one escape!" the enemy soldiers shouted. Raja's soldiers fought bravely, but they were outnumbered, and they were killed, and the enemy soldiers advanced toward the palace. Some mice hiding in the bushes saw the destruction. One young mouse said, "Why should we help the king? He has ordered our death." Another mouse, named Mintu, stood up. "But this is our home too. If we let the enemy win, our families will suffer. No death is better than dying for our motherland." The mice agreed, but how could they fight such a powerful enemy? "I have an idea," said Mintu. "We will wait until nightfall when the enemy is asleep. Then we will bite their ears, tails, and paws. They will be in so much pain that they will run away." The mice cheered at the plan. That night, while the enemy soldiers were sleeping, hundreds of mice crept into their camp. Nibble, nibble, nibble. They bit ears, tails, and paws. The enemy soldiers woke up in agony. "Oh, what's biting me? Help, something's attacking us." "It's mice. Run." Terrified and in pain, the enemy soldiers fled the jungle, leaving behind their weapons and treasures. The next morning, Raja stood on his palace steps, amazed to see the enemy gone. "Who saved us?" he wondered. Just then, Mintu and his fellow mice came forward. "Your Majesty, it was us," said Mintu proudly. "We could not let our motherland suffer, even though you ordered our death." Raja felt ashamed of his actions. He realized his mistake. "You have taught me a valuable lesson," the king said. "Bravery, loyalty, and kindness come in all sizes. I was wrong to judge you based on your size." The king immediately released Chintu from prison. "From today," Raja announced, "Chintu will be my security advisor, and no mouse will ever be harmed in this kingdom again." The jungle animals cheered. Peace was restored, and the mice were celebrated as heroes. The lesson of the story: do not underestimate anyone based on their size. Even the smallest creatures can make a big difference. Did you know? Mice are small, but they can squeeze through tiny spaces that are as small as a pencil. Did you know? Lions may be strong, but this story shows that even the smallest creatures can teach valuable lessons. Now let's talk about the story. Who was the king of the jungle in the story? What was the queen's favorite dress made of? What caused the queen's favorite dress to be ruined? What was the king's reaction when he found out about the damaged dress? Who did the king send to carry out his order to kill all the mice? How did the mice react when they heard about the king's order? What happened when Chintu went to ask for mercy? What did the mice do when the neighboring Lion King's army attacked Raja's kingdom? How did Raja react when he found out that the mice had saved his kingdom? What position did Raja offer to Chintu after realizing his mistake? Fun things to try. Write a jungle anthem. Compose an anthem celebrating bravery, loyalty, and kindness in the jungle. Design a crown for Chintu. Draw a crown for Chintu, symbolizing his wisdom and bravery. Create conflict resolution chart. Make a chart showing peaceful ways to resolve conflicts in the jungle without violence. That was Lesson to the King, A Magical Jungle Tale from Kidverse. You can read this story and see all the pictures at kidversehub.com. Thank you for listening, and keep being curious.